do ear training today, and this is a little different, and we're with a bass player, and he and I have had some discussions about ear training and what it is and what it isn't. And like, I can hear, he knows that I can hear chords and things, and was wondering if I had perfect pitch. And this, feel free to chime in, but I'm just catching who's ever listening. I'm catching them up to speed on where we're at. And he told his wife, who's a musician, and about whether I had, you know, maybe I had perfect pitch. And his wife wisely said that I'd probably just have good relative pitch, which is absolutely true. So there, the difference between relative pitch and absolute pitch is, like, you hear a note, like you just played an E, and someone, you know, like on the street, they would just know it, that was an E. I would not know that's an E unless I, like, worked it out for myself. Like, I know the sound of an A, which I practiced. It sounds like, and I've, you know, way back when, if you must know the story, there's a song by Eric Clapton or Cream called Badge. And the very first intro is a bass line that goes gong, 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 gong. And I memorize the sound of that pitch, boom, and I know that that's A. You can do that with all 12 pitches. And if you do that, you have perfect pitch. You can play any note you hear, you know exactly what it is. But I do not have that. I have 1/12 of it. First of all, there's a myth that you have to be born with perfect pitch, and that is BS. You can train yourself to have perfect pitch, because I met someone who tuned his guitar up perfectly on a free trial many, many years ago. And I said, I'll give you a free lesson if you explain to me how you did that. And he explained to me how he did that. And he tried to encourage me to learn that, which I didn't do. I'm just not that interested in it. Like, why? Like, another thing is, like, why am I not that interested in it? Because once I know what an A is, I can hear, like, okay, so I show up to a gig, I play an A, I know what that is, and then I can hear everything else in relation to it. Like, it's not a big deal to me to just, like, you know, and maybe it's cool to, like, be able to tune your guitar, like, exactly to 440, but to me, that's not that impressive. If you can't play that great, but you can do that other thing, no one cares. So it's just a question of priorities. Any questions? I know I just rambled for 2 minutes, but any questions on what we just talked about?
No, that made sense. So all I need to do is memorize what the low E sounds like. And then I can...
You could do that. But even if you don't do that, you'll have a context, just because you can always just play an E, and then anything you hear that's what the following lesson is going to... What the next hour is going to be, is learning how to hear everything else, all the other pitches, all the other 11 pitches, against whatever your reference note is, which is whatever key you're in for whatever song. The thing about thinking in things relatively is that whatever key you're in, all the other intervals, as they're called, will have the same sound, the same character, the same sonic relationship to that key. So demonstrating, like, the sound of a fifth, like, play me an F sharp note. So the F sharp is boom, and the fifth is boom. And how do I know that so quick? Because I've memorized a song, famous piece that highlights that interval for me. It's Star Wars. Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars. Those are the lyrics, by the way. Yeah. Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars. Few people know that.
Something about Yoda.
That's right.
Lightsaber.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I got you.
So let's do a different note, like completely different. Like, play me an E flat. All right, there's your E flat. And so guess what? The fifth is going to be Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars. So play that, and it's fifth. No, play E flat, and then the fifth of it. Yeah, and so I know I'm right. And it doesn't take much. Like, this is, hopefully what I'm saying is, it demystifies ear training. Like, just as I know that that's a fifth, and I know it immediately when I hear it, and I know, you know, like, no one can tell me otherwise. You, so too, can you have all 12 intervals that quick? And when you have that, and develop it into being able to hear chords and things like that, then, you know, you walk into a supermarket and you may not know what key a song is in, but you've never played it in your life before, but you know how it goes. Then, guess what? You're two weeks later, you were on a gig, and some singer says, you guys know how to play blah, blah, blah. And you say, sure. Not because you've ever played it, but because you heard it and you know the song internally well enough to hear just in advance of your playing it. So can you really play music you've never played before without any rehearsal? Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the magic of ear training. Any questions on that so far? I gotta stop talking so much. I'm gonna start involving you more. No, but any questions so far?
No, no question.
All right, very good. That's our introduction.